Blog Talk Radio.
Set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joseph Gibson. This is Blog Talk Radio. We are live tonight, Wednesday night, a little after 7:30 p.m. on the East Coast from Greensboro, North Carolina. Those of you who wish to share tonight or call in, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1 and you'll be connected to me. I hope everyone's doing all right tonight. I thank my supporters for continuously to listen. Those of you who come and go, I thank you also when you do listen. But loyalty is very hard in today's day and age. We're all so busy, aren't we? We have so many things to do. We're running here, going there, to and fro, but yet all we do is want, but we're so afraid to give. I hope my connection tonight isn't breaking up and stuttering like it did the past few nights. I'm sorry, it's going to be about a week before I'm going to be able to purchase a microphone and a new microphone and connect it to the studio and program. And I tried tonight to program a microphone that was given to me, and I was unsuccessful. So hopefully tonight, what I'm working with tonight is not clicking in and out. So just bear with me. I'm sorry. I know last night was a very good show. The phone lines were jammed. And we had three new supporters come in, call in, and they promised they were going to support the show. And they're going to be on in future shows. So that was a good thing. So more people came out of the closet, I guess you could say, and decided to, hey, you know, it's time to participate. They've been listening. They emailed me in private on Facebook and said, well, I've been listening for a while. And I just decided, what the heck? And I tried to get on. And you know what? It was pretty fun. I liked it. So that's what I recommend to all of you out there. You know, call in. Press one. Press one and talk. Say your mind. You are given a worldwide platform here. These shows are archived. And just to touch on my shows a little bit, the show that I did on Monday at 12 noon, it's going to sound a little weird, guys, and I know a lot of you who listen in and support me in the evening, and you put a lot of hard work in calling in, you know, my consistent callers who call in and talk about things, and that's great. And I'm not by no means trying to, you know, dissuade you in any type of way. But Monday's show outdid in the ratings all my other shows combined in one day. And that's no lie. I couldn't believe it when I looked at the ratings, the stats. They had to put a bigger stat sheet with larger, because, you know, it's a graph sheet. It's kind of like a balance sheet, and it shows you a graph of your live listeners, your archive listeners, your downloaded listeners, and it's like little roll, you know, it goes up and down, the graph. I wish it was up top all the time, but I'm just saying it goes up and down, but Monday at 12 noon, the show was so high on the graph compared to all my other shows. It was actually funny. I laughed. Why? I don't know. I had no guests. I talked about basically nothing. But I guess sports, like kind of like what we preach about. Everyone loves entertainment. And when you talk about feel-good things and what makes people happy, they're going to listen. When you're talking about understanding the times in which we live in today, and we're tackling hard topics like calling Walmart, calling Rite Aid, calling the Veterans Association, VA hospital, trying to get answers to the truth, people are afraid. They are afraid to look in the mirror. They're afraid to see reality. They want to live kind of like an ostrich. Puts its head in the sand, you know, puts its head in a hole and thinks nothing's going to hurt it. It sees a wild animal, what's it do? It puts its head in the sand, in the dirt, and it can't see anything that's going on around it, so it feels safe. That's kind of like the American people today. They live in this la-la land. That's why we're all on prescription drugs. That's why we're buying illegal drugs. That's why we're drinking, getting drunk every night. And that's why we do what we do, because we don't want to face reality. And those son of a bitches that are out there every day, your bankers, your rich, powerful elite, know that. And that's why they're stepping on you like an ant. That's why they got their enforcers running around with their gun and their badges, pulling you over, writing you tickets. They got AT&T, Time Warner, DirecTV. You want to watch TV, you're going to pay. You want to complain? I don't care. I don't care. Don't pay your bill. We'll turn your service off. They don't care about you. Walk into Walmart. What aisle is your sneakers in? It's over on that side of the store. They don't care about you. They don't care at all about you. Go to Home Depot. Where's your 2x4 by 8s? Go three aisles down on the right, yeah. They don't care about you. You walk up to the checkout counter, this is a little damaged here, I'm not happy with this. Well, you want it or not, they'll tell you. They don't care about you. Nobody cares about you. Not even your own family anymore. Like the Bible says, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, brother against sister, brother against brother. Right? Those of you who don't believe the Bible, well, it's happening today, ain't it? 30 years ago, did you respect your mother and father, your grandparents? I'm pretty sure you did, because I remember growing up when I was a child, and I respected my great-grandparents when I went over to visit them. I knew how to sit down on the couch and watch TV and keep my mouth shut while the adults talked. When we ate dinner, I knew we sat at a different table as children. Today, you don't have that. Today, that's offensive. Today, you'll get social services over at your house knocking on your door with a police officer with a gun on his side ready to shoot you in the head if you spank your child. Right? Right? You don't believe me? Look it up. Instead of going on Facebook posting pictures of yourself, look it up. Posting selfies. You know, I got family members right now who are supposed to be listening to this show, but they're posting selfies on Facebook, you know? That's okay. I'll call them out. I'll tell you who you are, where you are, when you are. Got a problem with it? That's why a lot of people don't like what I say and what I do, because I'll tell you the way it is, where it is, and how it's going down. You don't like it? Too bad. Come try to knock me down and see what happens. And that's just who I am. Like I said, you want to know who I am? Purchase a copy of my book, and you'll know what I lived through in the beginning part of my life. Go to Amazon.com, purchase a copy of my book, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett, and you'll learn the hell I had to live through when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 years old. You'll learn what I saw and what I had to go through and what I had to experience. And I should not have had to experience that. However, I did what I had to do to protect other family. You see? So read the book and you'll see. We don't have to get into the book tonight, but what I'm trying to tell you is, you see, I knew even back then the right thing to do. Even though I was doing the wrong thing, I still knew consciously the right thing to do. Because family's supposed to take care of each other, even though they don't today. We see that every day. Everyone's too busy. Everyone's going here, going there. You're too busy to do anything. You know? I mean, it's really depressing sometimes. And I just felt I should talk about that tonight for some reason. It was on my conscience. Because those of you out there who are my family that are listening, you know what type of family we have experienced in our lifetime. And I'm no angel, so don't get me wrong. I'm not the peacemaker here, and I'm not the angel of the family. I've done a lot of wrong, and all of us have. However, I've been trying to correct things amongst everyone, but you can't do it because no one wants to listen because everyone's too busy. They're too busy going to work. They're too busy, you know, going to work to be broke. They're too busy running around, spending their paycheck before they even made it. And if they don't make that paycheck, what are they doing? They're coming to beg you or their grandparents or their father or mother for money that they should not have spent to begin with. And if they would have paid attention to something like this show and we would all come together and work together as a family, we would be very successful together. But together is not an option today. Because we all want to do what we want to do to make us happy. We don't want to sacrifice for my grandfather or my grandmother. We don't want to make that sacrifice. We don't want to help my father and my mother or my brother or sister. We don't want to help each other. And I'm not saying one person has to help the other. It's a two-way street, you know? And those of you who are from the older generations that are listening tonight, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was not like that and during the time when you were growing up. Yes, all families have their problems. I remember even back when I was a child, people arguing and having problems with each other. But at the end of the day, your father was your father, your mother was your mother, your brother was your brother, and your sister was your sister. And there was all, and you all came together at the end of the day no matter what. Today, you don't have that. People are separated all around the country, and it happens in every single American family today. Okay? And those of you who are not a part of my own personal family, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because some of you come from broken homes. You come from foster homes. You come from, you've just been released from prison, some of you. And you have nowhere to go, and you have very little family, very little money, and you're mad at the world because you think you're entitled to something that you do not deserve. The problem, then that's the problem with America today. We should all work together and work harder to be better amongst ourselves and as individuals. Do I always follow my own advice? No, I don't. However, that's because I'm very angry at the system that I see happening before me. Because everyone thinks they're entitled to something that they don't deserve. How's that for a topic? Everyone thinks they're entitled to something they don't deserve. Every American today, and you see it with these entitlement programs, food stamps, you know, your electrical assistance, the immigration program that's going on now. Now we're pulling other members, other people from other countries into this country that are hurting us. You know, we just had a murder a few weeks ago out in California where a mother was murdered in cold blood in the streets of San Francisco by an illegal immigrant that has been deported over 5 times but just keeps coming back. You know? And you say, well, what are you going to do? Well, go sit in your rocking chair, your recliner, close your eyes, and keep complaining. Because unless you're out there like me, like I am right now, spending my time trying to talk to you and everyone else listening, you're not doing anything. Send an email out to your congressman or senator. Yeah, I know, he's not going to read it, but you know what? At least you did something. At least you participated somehow, some way in the system that is broken today instead of just complaining about it. And I know how corrupt the system is. Trust me. Like I said, buy a copy of the book that was written about me, and I lived it for many years in the hardest place that anyone wants to survive in today. I saw it. with my own eyes, and I bled it with my own blood 2 times. The second time, I almost died. So, but purchase a copy of that book. If you can't afford it and you don't have any money, like I said the other night, contact me and I'll send you one for free. So that was my introduction for tonight. Anyone's got a question or wants to contribute tonight, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1 and a question mark will appear on my screen and you're more than happy to say what's on your mind. Last night, like I said, we had a few new callers call in. It was a pleasure to hear that. They called in and said, hey, we support your show. We like what you're talking about. And a couple of them had an issue that they wanted to discuss. And they've emailed me, and we're going to have them on in the future. So that's great. So I got someone already with a question mark, so I'm going to put them through. 203-684-3912. I'm putting you on. You're on. Go ahead.
That must be me again. This is Joe in Meriden.
Yeah, my consistent supporter. How are you?
Well, that's because we have nothing else to do. You know, you get old, you sit home and do nothing. I originally pressed 1 because when you first came on, you were talking about how bad you sounded, and I just wanted to tell you that it sounds much better tonight.
Good, good.
There's a little bit of breaking up in there. Now, I don't know whether it's because I'm on a cordless phone or if it's you, but at least we can make the words out you're saying. Last night was terrible.
Yeah, I know. I listened to the program. It was for the first 20 minutes, it was really bad. But anyway, how are you making out with your problem that you talked about? Because we got several new callers on the line tonight, and if you could just briefly talk about what happened to you and any progress that's happened, because this can happen to anyone. And it's very important that they pay attention and listen, right?
Exactly. Pay attention and listen. I always say that because listening to music on the radio is for a mindless mind because you won't learn a thing. Listen to a talk show. I don't care what they're talking about. You know what? You just may learn something, anything. Yeah, but I could ramble on here for the rest of the show talking about things, but you want me to talk about the problem I had, but... And along with that problem, geez, I just received an email as your show was starting, and it's great news. I'm telling you, it's from the FBI in Washington, D.C., and they got a package for me, $10,500,000, and it's going to be released to me. Imagine that.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. You know what? And you see, they could block these countries who are purporting these scams on American citizens quicker than you can dial your phone and dial into this call. It's so easy to block these countries. And you know what? Let the government of the countries complain then. And you know what? That's what will straighten this out. But it's not going to be done. And if you complain to anybody, they don't want to hear you. But anyway, yeah, long story short, I left my computer unsecure because I was in the process of doing something. Someone from Africa hacked into it. They got some credit card information. I really don't know. Maybe they searched through it real good. They went on eBay and through PayPal. They purchased thousands of dollars worth of electronics, mostly new cell phones, having them shipped to a concrete company in Miami, Florida. And the concrete company is also home to a moving company and at least one other business. And I had to go down to the bank, and I went down to the bank and talked to them yesterday, and of course I had to go back today. And when I talked to them, of course I had to get on the phone, and they interrogated me. You know, I have to state my name, and we got to record this call and everything like this. But if you say no, you don't want to be recorded, they'll hang up on you, and they'll tell you we can't help you. You know, and if you tell them that you're going to record the call, I don't know what they're going to do. But, you know, they put you through the ringer. And, you know, they put me through the ringer. I have to stipulate that I didn't give anybody my card and I didn't release the PIN number and everything. And I told them flat out, I said, listen, I said, when you're shopping and the cashier says, can I see your card? You know, they take it right out of your hand. And they could have skimming devices built in. So I don't know. Maybe they have a good memory and they can remember the digits on the back. I don't know. But it went on and on from there. And I said, well, by the way, I have the person's IP address, exact coordinates, longitude and latitude, who did this, basically their address. I have the address and names of the people where all this information is being shipped to. I have a complete trace route to the host that did this and everything. Well, that's good, and we'll be sending you a letter in the mail. And you see, they don't even care. They don't even care.
But what was the conclusion? You said you got an email tonight. So is there a conclusion to this yet or no?
No. Well, the email I got tonight is another scam mail from Africa, and it's telling me it's coming from the FBI in Washington, D.C., and I have $10,500,000 waiting for me. I haven't even read the email. I haven't even read the email because it's all BS, but I'm waiting. I'm scrolling down through it now, and I'm waiting to see my fee that I have to pay. Or you know, they want my name, my age, my sex, my contact number, and everything else, and it goes on and on and on. You know, it's just another scam. Everyone's out there trying to scam you, but basically they got into my computer because it was my fault, because I left it unsecure, because like I said, I was trying to do something, and normally by default you don't have those ports open on your Windows machine, even on Windows when you install it. So it's basically my fault. Not that any Windows machine is secure, because it's the most insecure operating system there is. As a matter of fact, you know, it was either stolen or somehow hijacked from IBM many years ago, but with IBM PC DOS, and that's how Bill Gates got started with his MS DOS. And 95 and 98, and Windows 95, 98, 30, 31, 32, 33, they're all based on a DOS operating system, which IBM sold because they probably knew it was no good. And it's been insecure since day one. But as far as the outcome of mine, you know, they don't tell you exactly what they're going to do. Well, you're going to hear from us, you know, and you know, they says, well, we'll contact you by phone. I said, listen, you're not going to contact me by phone. He says, yeah, we'll call you. I said, well, you may call me, but you're not going to get an answer. He says, why? I says, because if your number isn't in my list, my phone won't even ring. And I said, I do that because there's so many scams out there. People are calling two or three or four or five or six times a day, scamming you for everything. You complain to your telephone provider, and there's nothing they can do about it. So the only way around it is just stop receiving calls from people. So
yeah, it's just like Joe in Florida. He was talking to me one day, and he was telling me he has AT&T, and he was out. I'm not gonna say what he had to say about him. He was motherfucking him up and down. Excuse my language, but I understand what he's saying. AT&T, they don't care about you. They don't care about. If I told them disconnect my service, do you think they'd be like, oh, no, what can we do to help you? They don't care. Just pay your bill and shut up and go away. That's all they care about.
The exactly. Exactly. But I think the new wireless cordless phones, you know, home phones that are out now, as I was looking for the ones to buy so that I could talk on this call, because what I do is I got a headset on and I carry the phone around in my pocket. So I'm not stuck with something to my ear, and I can go around and do things like go outside and smoke or whatever. But I did see some of them which have call blocking. Now it's not that your phone won't ring, but it'll probably ring once, and then your phone will recognize the number that's calling, and then they won't be able to call anymore. There's also devices that you can put in series with your phone line coming in that has the same feature. But the thing is, people are spoofing their caller IDs, so it's going to be a time-consuming endeavor to get all the numbers in there you want, but at least it will help. Because, you know, you're taking a bath, or you're cooking dinner, or you're trying to get something accomplished, and you're just bombarded with these nonsense calls from India. And, oh, Mr. Gibson, this is Microsoft Security Center. Are you at your computer now? You know, and that's constant. You know, I mean, constant. That's one of them. Then you got chimney cleaning, and you got the police that want donations, and they come from every crack in the wood they come out of.
No, you're right. I mean, I get one consistently. You qualify for a free home security system. That seems to be like the biggest one. And all those calls are originating from California. I've tried to research them and track them down. I mean, and you don't even have a human calling you anymore. It's a computer. and the computer is programmed to answer your questions. So I'll tell them bleep, 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 you know. I can't say it on the air live, but I'll tell them something like that and be like, okay, have a good day, goodbye. But they'll call back 3 hours later. What can we do to prevent this? I mean, like, you blocked everyone's number. You see, I can't do that. But to people out there listening, you know, like you said, you know, you're taking a bath, you're taking a shower, you're cooking dinner, you're out with family and friends. You don't want to be bothered with this nonsense. And for a lot of elderly people out there, it's very stressful and aggravating to them. So what could we do, in your own opinion, to stop this nonsense?
Other than having your phone taken out, it's about the only way you're going to stop it. My way is working great for me. But like I said, only people I know can contact me. Or you're going to have to send me an email and send me your phone number, and I'll put it in. There is also a way that I can turn that feature off if I'm expecting a call. But I'm not going to turn the feature off if the bank is going to call me, because I don't want to be bothered, you know.
Yeah.
You can get one of those cordless phones, like I said, or that device that goes in series with your line and start pumping the numbers in. You know, your service provider is not going to listen to you. Your politicians aren't going to listen to you. They're like Betty called up a number of weeks ago. You know, she owes taxes. That's just another scam, you know. But there's so many elderly people out there that when they do hear that, they're ready to pull out their credit cards or checkbook. And that's all. Never, ever give your credit card or checking information out over the phone to anyone for any reason. If anyone needs any information like that from you, they will send you a letter in the mail. So don't ever give any information out for anybody, for anything. And as far as what I'm doing now, I'm doing two things that are a little different now. The first thing I'm going to be doing is I'm redoing my bank accounts to make it a little more secure for me if this should happen again. I've created another account at the bank where I'm at, which I have a number there now, and another account at a different bank in Meriden, which I'm going to use for just online transactions. So any more fraud that's purported or whatever, you know, they can get to 100 or 200 or 300 or whatever's in there. So that'll be a little protection that way. And then one card will be used for purchases at gas stations and things like that. And I have another card which will be used primarily just for one other purpose. And then I have another account which has another card where the card never gets used at all, forever, for anything, because I use that account for other special purposes. And for the home network, now I'm on a shared network with this is a three-family house, although it is one family, but it's a three-family house. We each have our own floor and everything, and I have a 1,500 square foot garage with 10.5 foot ceilings and everything, and so I got a big garage. But what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be like subnetting my network out and putting all my computers on a different network entirely, you know, through a firewall, so that, you know, even people in the house really can't get to it anymore. Not that anything is secure, but it's just another layer of security, which you'll have to have a little programming or ability to get through it, because Windows security is by obscurity. You know, Windows doesn't even know the difference between an uppercase A and a lowercase A. So that's how secure the operating system is. At least when you go to your bank and you're typing in your password, it knows the difference between an uppercase letter and a lowercase letter. Windows computers don't, because they haven't migrated to the 21st century. They haven't migrated to the 20th century yet, for damn sakes. You know, back in the days when we had teletype, it was five digits, and I think 1, 2, 4, and 8 would come to 30. You had uppercase letters and the numbers 0 through 9, and that's it. There was nothing else. So, you know, today Microsoft isn't too much more than that. But Windows is good. It's cheap. It's easy to use. Everybody knows how to use it, but it's not secure.
No, that's. I mean, that's good information. I mean, I understand that a lot of people aren't as educated as you are on these subjects.
I hear noise in the background.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I hear noise in the background. I'm here.
Yeah, I know. I heard it too. And we got to really fix them, because I know it's frustrating for a lot of people. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, this information stealing and these scams that are out there is a really big problem for established Americans. All these teenagers out there and these young people, they don't have a clue what you're talking about, because you know what? They don't care, because they're living off mommy and daddy and grandpa, you know? So what we're trying, but people out there who are elderly, who've been around the block several times already and who are established, you know what? They've worked their whole life to try to, you know, to build something, a home, cars, a job, a savings account. And you know what? They need to protect that, and they want to protect that. And that's what we're trying to get at. So those of you who are turned off by this particular topic, don't worry. One day it will be important to you also, because when you work your entire life for something and then some scumbag steals it all in the matter of a click of a keyboard, you're going to wish you listened to this show or listened to people like Joe or other people that have come on here to talk about this issue, right, Joe?
Well, you're absolutely right. Sorry about the dog barking, but that's what happens when you have animals, you know. Yeah, you know, back in the day, I don't know, I don't think ATMs really came out until 1980. So if you wanted any money, you had to actually go into a bank. You know, there weren't these debit cards flying all over the place and everything like this. And, you know, my grandmother, yeah, she had to pay for her house, but her house was paid for. In today's day and age, that isn't a thing. She had a nice big three-family house, and, you know, family could come and go, you know, not as they please, but as they please. And, you know, they paid for the house. She worked, she paid for the house. And in today's day and age, things just aren't paid for because everybody wants more. I'm going to buy this single-family, you know, one-bedroom house today and fork out 75% of my income for it. And then they move in, and 2 years later, it's too small to have a dog. So now they're going to sell it as a loss and go into the hole, you know, for another house, and which brings up, you know, the other thing that the banks and the fractionalized banking, that the only people who are getting rich off of this are the banks, and people are just spending money. There's no forethought in anything, you know. So it's a different world altogether, and people just, I think, should have to sit back and you know, decide what's really best rather than getting the quickest thing. You know, if they're living home with mommy and daddy, or if they're on their own, you know, save their money. You know, you don't need to be going out in a bar on Friday nights. You don't need to be going to the beach three times a week. You know, people spend more time planning their vacation than they do their future. If they just sit back and think about their future a little bit, they'd be a lot better off. You know, this thing hit my bank account for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But you know what? Doesn't make any difference to me, because I have enough money. Well, I don't have it in my pocket. But if you foresee these problems coming, and I have enough money in my pocket, I don't even have to go to the bank for 9 months if I don't want to. My life will not stop or change at all for 9 months, regardless if they cleaned out every last penny. It wouldn't matter at all. I wouldn't be happy about it, but there ain't nothing I can do about it. But I prepared myself for this day. So
Plan ahead. Always plan for tomorrow instead of worrying about yesterday. And if anyone has anything to contribute, it's 657-383-0616. Press 1. You'll be connected. I know last night, like I said, we had a lot of participants. I hope tonight, you know, we get a couple more people on the air live. I just got one right now as I sounded off the number, so I'm going to go ahead and put them through. It's area code 263. 684. Like I said, guys, and the reason why I read the phone number off is because I don't screen anybody and I don't censor anyone. What you say is for real here. There's nobody paid. This is all for real. And what you have to say matters. And I give everyone that opportunity. Something, no matter what the topic is, just like that gentleman last night, Alex, who called in. He said, hey, can I talk about this? Of course you can. You got something important to talk about? Hey, go ahead and talk about it. I give everyone that open platform because, like people have said in the past, this show is to help. what's the title of the show? Understanding the times in which we live in. If I'm going to dictate to you what we're going to talk about, how the hell are we going to understand anything but what I want to know about, right? So, 262, you're, go ahead, you're on. Hello.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
This is Mike. I was going to say this is Mike from Wisconsin.
Hey, Mike, how are
you? I'm pretty good. I think it all boils down to is, you know, those people in other countries, you know, they sit behind their computer hour after hour after hour trying to scam us, right? But in our country, we can't people even get to go to work for minimum wage. Now people at McDonald's want $15 an hour, you know, and which the sad thing is they probably wouldn't even go to work for that much because you can't get them out of their mother's house or their grandparents' house or, you know. The days of doing a day's work for a day's pay are gone, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody wants, you know, instant gratification, you know, and they don't put any work into it. Why do you think, you know, billionaires are billionaires, you know, and, you know, other people live under a bridge? Because the people that live under a bridge don't want to pull themselves out of the situation they have.
True. That's true.
You know? And I don't know. I don't have the answer to keep people from hacking us, you know. I don't have the answer to that because as soon as you do have the answer, they'll have a different way to do it.
Mike, I know your history, and you worked at a kennel. You had a kennel. You used to run a kennel, and you would hire people. And what type of people would come and apply for? Because that's hard work operating a kennel. So can you explain to us what type of employees you would come across and how many times did you have to fire people, you know, as a business owner? Well, I mean, can you just give us some background information of how frustrating it was to run a business in America today?
Well, first of all, you know, we'd put an ad in the paper. We'd get a lot of people applying, okay? But, you know, you can't run dogs if, you have... you know, a bad knee or a bad back or some sort of disability like that, because, you know, well, the dog will pull you across the floor. And so when we did hire people, you know, we had to be just a little bit scrutinizing, you know, to get the right person for the right job. But
okay.
there was a lot of them. You didn't have to worry. Sometimes they didn't come back after the first day, you know.
Yeah.
And those are the people who were thinking that, you know, they're just going to come in and pat the dog's head for 8 hours and then go home. And that's not the way it is. Same with farming. You know, I didn't look for holidays pay, and we did to go on vacations, but when it was convenient for the business for us to go on vacation, not when we wanted to go on vacation. So,
yeah.
You know, we today's society today doesn't do that. It's like you're just
True.
Like your grandmother and my grandmother. You know, hard work was a daily thing, and they could, I guess, moan and cry about it, but, you know, their parents ain't going to listen to them because they're working harder than them, you know, and, you know, there was really, you know, nobody to justify them sitting around on their butt. And
yeah.
But nowadays, that's exactly what they're all doing, you know. And so what I'm trying to get at is, you have all those millions of people, you know, that are over wherever, and they're, you know, they're all sitting behind a computer, you know, trying to scam people. I don't know how many emails I have gotten over the years. Congratulations, we're holding money for you in our shoe. You know, you know.
Sure.
It, it's, you know, it's just, you know, some people fall for that, you know, and they do because they think, you know, maybe it was my time to, you know, get a break. But
yeah.
But like,
yeah,
I worked hard.
I've been working for 3 years now. It's about time I get that $10 million payoff.
No, that's what I mean, you know. So,
too bad
I guess
it's a scam, though.
Yeah, I guess that's my opinion. My opinion is that, you know, if we worked as hard as the ones trying to scam us worked, you know, maybe we could come up with something that would stop the scamming. I don't know. Maybe I'm off base, but, you know, everybody, you know, just wants to put in their little bit of time and then go party, you know.
I said it a week or two ago. I watched the stock market a little bit during the day. I mean, a little bit. I mean 15 minutes or 20 minutes. And I watched the news a little bit. And the reason why? So you can get the hell out of their way. The reason why I set up 3 accounts in one bank now and an account in another bank, and I'm going to do my home network so that I can stay the hell away from these people. And that's how I'm going to do it, because I can't stop them from trying to hack me. And I can't stop them from doing anything, but I'm just going to protect myself the best I can.
Sure.
That's correct. I'm sorry that happened to you, Joe.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your concern. There ain't, you know, ain't much that I can do about it or anybody else. It's all in the bank's hands and PayPal's hands and eBay's hands and everything else. But like I said, I'm not really the least bit worried about it at all, because you know, I've got months and months and months that I can just keep going with what I've got in my pocket, and whatever happens to that money happens to it, and if it disappears, then it just disappears. But what I am going to do is I'm going to go down to the police department tomorrow or the next day, and I'm just going to file a police report, just so, you know, possibly in the future, you know, I don't want to throw the money away, but if I can get it back, then I'll get it back if they don't give it to me. Whichever way I have to go about it.
What did PayPal tell you? Did PayPal give you any type of solution, or what's the deal with PayPal?
Well, PayPal almost immediately, within a minute, credited my PayPal account back for thousands of dollars, but that's only temporary, and they can withdraw that at any time, and as you see, I really don't know how they're doing this, but as any payments they receive or whatever come back, they deduct it back and everything. And going through all the numbers and everything, I see even if everything did resolve in my favor, I'm still going to be out $300 or $400 from this whole predicament, because they're missing things. And
yeah,
you just can't call them and get them to see it, because they won't agree with me. But, you know, and it's $300 or $400, and that is a little bit of money. But you know what? I'm not going to waste days of my time over $300 or $400. So that's why the police report's going to come in. That's why the police report will come in handy down the road.
That's right, because the state loves to dissect money from people. And if they could see a dollar made here through arresting people and, you know, locking up their CUSIC number, because that's what a docket number is on your court case, and we are not going to get into that, but I'm just saying, if those of you want to look it up, go ahead, but that's what it's called, is a CUSIC number, and what they do is they lock up that number, and now you're a number on Wall Street, believe it or not, or for the state in their accounting ledger books. And the court, you see, is all a money-making machine. We know that. We've all talked about that and joked about that, but it is actually true. The courthouses are a municipality, and when they get you in there and assign you a number, what do you think that number represents? That's an account number. You are now an account for that court, and their job is to abstract as much money as they can from you. Okay? So You know, we can get
that's absolutely the truth. And the titles for your cars, your registrations, your driver's licenses, they're all put in a big pile. They're bonded and they're sold on Wall Street, and someone is making a fortune off of it.
That's right. You know what? When you're sitting back in your living room tonight, or you're watching the news, and you know a story comes up about Wall Street, and you see all these guys walking around in their suit and ties on Wall Street, shaking their hands with paper in their hand, looking at the board and everything, you know, those are your real criminals of America. Because you want to know why? They're trading with you. You. And you probably can call me crazy. You could say I'm crazy, call me paranoid or nuts or whatever you want. But you know what? I know I'm telling the truth. Because you want to know what? They bought you the day you were born. They want your birth certificate registered on Wall Street. And if you look it up, you used to be able to go to Fidelity.com and type in your name and your Social Security number and your birth certificate certification number that was on your birth certificate and type it in. And you could see these corporations trading with you. Joseph Gibson, Target, sold you 19 times. You know, and you see, and you say, well, how could this be? What's this? What are you talking about? Well, while you work every single day, when you fill out your income tax and what have you, it's all game. And when you go to work, you're called a human resource, okay? And you are a human resource, and the money that you're actually working for, your Federal Reserve notes, is not really money, like we discussed in previous broadcasts. They're receipts for a debt, because you are a debt that was purchased a long time ago. See, I really shouldn't stop here because it's going to confuse a lot of people. You really need to understand the Federal Reserve Act of the year 1913. And you really need to understand the year 1933 when the House Resolution 192 came out. And then you need to understand the banker bailout of 2008, which we all know in our lifetime, what has happened and why money is the way it is today. And now, from what I heard, just to change the subject off this identity theft thing, from what I heard, to let my listeners know, from what I hear, China is not going to buy the debt of the United States any longer. They are beginning to print their own currency. That is a big trouble for the United States, because let me tell you something. We do not export too much out of this country anymore. We only import, and we only import and trade because the Federal Reserve dollar, the U.S. dollar, is the reserve currency of the world today. Okay? And when that reserve currency of the world is no longer the reserve currency of the world, when you go to the grocery store to buy a gallon of milk, folks, don't look for it to be $4.99. It's going to be $19.99. Okay? So, because our dollar is not going to be worth anything, because China's doing it now, next will be Japan, then Russia, then India, and then Europe. And when that happens, look out. You're going to see hyperinflation kick in. Now, am I predicting the apocalypse right now? No. But it could happen 3 or 4 years from now. But I'm just letting you know what I heard, what is happening as of today. And it was a big story, but you won't hear it on Channel 2 or Channel 8 tonight while you're watching your 11 o'clock news. You won't hear about that. You can only hear about things like that on alternative media. Here on Blog Talk Radio or Talk Shoe or these alternative media sites, that's the only place you're going to hear about things like this. So instead of watching American Idol or whatever the hell's on TV tonight, tune in to these websites because you can learn a lot. And it doesn't mean you're walking around all paranoid or nuts or schizo or whatever, you know, or, you know, he thinks the end of the world's going to happen tomorrow and blah, blah, blah. What it means is that you're informed and you know what's going on, so you can prepare yourself and your family and your friends for what's going to happen or what may happen. Hey, what's wrong with being prepared? Go ahead, Joe.
No, I was saying, get out of the way. Zimbabwe had this a number of years back. You know, a loaf of bread was $1,000.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say, Joe, is what's wrong with being prepared? What's wrong with having 5 or 6 months worth of food in your pantry? Well, most houses don't have pantries anymore. When I was growing up, my great grandparents, Granny and Papa, they had a pantry with all kinds of food in it. And you know, and remember Nana, my great grandmother, she had a food pantry. She had a little room with all kinds of food.
You can buy some potatoes and you can buy some flour, and you know, and you could freeze some chicken, and you could go to town on that for many, many months. You know, speaking of cooking, you mentioned this the other night, and I didn't get a chance to say anything. You know, you say, who's got time to do all this work? Who's got time to do all that? You know, if you make bread, you could make yourself 4 loaves of bread, which depending on how many people are going to eat it, 4 loaves of bread aren't going to last you a week because it goes bad in 3 days. But let's say you could make 4 loaves of bread in the time it takes for anyone before they can get ready to go to work in the morning, because you got to do it by hand. You can't use one of those baking machines that don't work. To make 4 loaves of bread, it wouldn't take you more than 15 minutes to make 4 loaves of bread. You put it somewhere and you let it rise throughout the day, and when you come home at night, you throw it in the oven while you're preparing something else, and it's no time at all to put together 4 loaves of bread. And with flour and chicken, you can make soups, you can make chicken and dumplings, you can make all kinds of stuff just from that. So, you know, a small little herb garden, a small little vegetable garden is all anybody needs to get by the hard times, because if things do go bad, they're not going to let us, you know, go down the tubes, but they're going to make it difficult for everybody.
Yeah, true. And you know what? Also, I just want to, you know, just like I said, now, I mean, we'll go ahead and start getting ready to wrap it up because it is getting late here, and I don't see any more callers with questions. So, but in the future shows, we're going to tackle these issues, these really hard issues. And like I told you, I've already contacted my local police department here, and we're going to talk about, and this is important because every community has them, gangs. I'm going to have the gang task force officer talk about gangs online for real, live on the air here, and he's going to give us, you know, advice about what we should look for, because if the economy crashes, you need to watch out for these criminals, because they're going to be coming for you. They're going to be coming for what you have. Because remember, these low-life criminals out there, they have no respect for life, property, or liberty. All they are out there is doing is breaking the law, taking what they got, and partying every day. And they know nothing about work, life, or liberty, or the pursuit of happiness. They don't care about that old-fashioned American dream. Okay, so we're going to get, like I said, someone on from the gang task force who's a certified police officer to come on this show. I've already been in contact with them. That's going to be happening soon. And I also have, I don't want to let the cat out of the hat, but I've got a few really big things on in the horizon in the next month. So stay tuned, okay? And like I said,
I got a little more to say tonight before you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I got a little more. Another minute or two from me is all you got to put up with. And, you know, I was thinking today, I'm going to make this as quick as possible rather than ramble on because you want to close the show, but I want to get this out there. Because of Trump, because of Hillary, because of everybody, as I thought about this today, you know, when I was young, my father's an electrician. He taught me how to be an electrician. He taught me amateur radio, taught me all of that. I know about radios, antennas, electronics, rebuilding engines, rebuilding cars, because I learned it all when I was younger. that's all of that in a nutshell. I could go on and on and on. So what I'm getting at is here, you are the way you lived. You are the way you grew up. You resemble your past. There are very few people, excuse me, like me, that grow up and move and marry Sandra Bullock or Cameron Diaz and become a totally different person. We marry someone of our own stature, let's say, so we continue our lives doing the same thing. Now, this brings us to Trump and Hillary and Bill and Obama. Obama is transforming this country. That's what he said he's going to do, and that's what he's doing, because every Cuban has sanctuary if they can make it to the American shore. He's going to fill Florida with Cubans real soon. That's what he's going to do. Yeah, he's going to transform this country, all right, in the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
So Bill Clinton, you know what he did, and he's following his ways. Hillary Clinton just looked the other way when Bill was doing what he was doing. So do you think she's going to do anything different if she becomes president? She's going to look the other way for everything. We're finding out now that she's sent classified material through her email and everything. And I won't get into none of that, because that would take an hour. But you know what? If it was me or you, we'd be behind bars right now. So you are and you act as you have grown up and as you've done in the past. As far as I'm concerned, the Clintons are gone, and everybody listening should not even consider voting for that because it's a losing battle. Obama is doing what he did when he grew up. Now we get to Trump. Trump filed bankruptcy how many times and everything, but he's a businessman. So who are you going to vote for? Who do you think is good? Who do you think is bad? I don't know. But like I said, you are the way you live. You are what you know, and you're gonna carry that out. So, as far as the president's going, everything, just research Obama's past, research Bush and everything else, and see if it's not true or not. I'm done for this evening.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe, for your participation tonight, as always, because your input is very important. And Mike out in Wisconsin, I wish other people would contribute more. But sometimes people just want to listen. I understand. But like I said, I've got a lot of guests booked for the future. And, you know, like I said, it was kind of very strange how, you know, that Monday show just took off in the ratings. Just during the day, a lot of people like to listen. And they're probably doing it during work, which we already know the American worker doesn't really do much. Right? I mean, I broadcasted at 12 noon. I got, like I said, I got quadruple the listen. I would say double to almost close triple the listeners combined of all my most popular shows for that little 20 minutes I broadcasted on Monday. So, like I said, you like to be entertained, America. That's a shame, really, when I think about it. Because you know what? What we talk about here are the issues that are very important that affect us every day, whether you like it or not. And we can get answers, because as this show grows, remember, the media is very influential on the minds of Americans out there. So with a powerful and strong support base, we can have some sort of power and get answers when we are in trouble. And I'm going to offer that to my dedicated supporters. I mean, I'm always willing to help somebody out, but my supporters who constantly listen to this show, we are going to be a force to be reckoned with, because I'm going to tell you right now, this show's ratings are climbing every day. Now, the week I went away on vacation, I'm not going to lie, they went down big time, but we're climbing back up there, and we're going to, like I said, I've got things, every day I'm working to make this show better. And I listen to you out there for your suggestions also. So I just want to say good night, everyone. God bless. And I hope to hear from you tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Good night, everyone.
Not my country. My country is me and my family.
Your country's also Huerta. The governor. The landlords. Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. This little revolution we're having here.
Revolution? Revolution, please, don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and say, ho, ho, the time has come to have a change, eh? Sit, shush! I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
The people who read the books. The people carry the books, the poor people, and say, we have to have a change, so the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables, and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat, huh? But what has happened to the poor people?
Come on, man.
They're dead! That's your revolution.
Don't tell me about revolutions.
something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean,
you
and
have
nasty
reached
place,
the voicemail
and I don't care
box,
how tough you are. It will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
A palace in which there is no king or queen or dukes or earls or princes, but subjects all, subjects beholden to each other to make a better place to live. Is that too much to ask? Are we asking too much? Is it beyond our reach? Because if it is, then we are nothing but sheep being herded to the final slaughterhouse. I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die. And I know that what's within me is also within you. That's why I ask you now. Join me. Rise up with me. Rise up on the wing of this plain angel. We'll rebuild on the soul of this little warrior. We will pick up his standard and raise it up. Carry it forward until this city, your city, our city, his city, is a palace again.
Dallas, the first report say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American.
All are dead.
And every person of every faith, every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens.
I need a murder live.
It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder.
Yellow.
America's strong. Strong.
Federal agents, we are armed.
All of the things that's wrong, would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth, or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get shittier in every city. Motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do it dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how...